I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie South. We got the homies in the building. We got all the homies in the building there. We got a whole new cast in this motherfucker. What's up? I'm going to let the homies introduce themselves today. We're going to start over here.
Oh, shit. I'm already.
Nigga, I was looking at you.
I know, but shit.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking tequila.
Tequila?
Yeah. Tequila. All right, my name is JT. Y'all know me as Just JT. Follow me on Twitter, Just JT, Just underscore JAYYTWE.
I'm B Lean. I'm an artist out of Port Arthur, Texas. Follow me at Get At B Lean, G E T A T B underscore L E A N. And they gave me some E&J, man.
Niggas don't know. This is how the homies get down. You come fuck with the homies, you drinking the E&J. We getting lit.
I did that shit since college.
Bro. Hey, man, it's up.
Bro, drinker.
Fresh off the plane. Butter's here. Butter, you got to sit at the bar.
Boy.
You got to sit at the bar table today.
Oh.
That's what happened when you late.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm trying to make sure baby girls is over here straight.
No. Where about yourself? We doing your introduction. We know Butter.
Don't start with me. Hi, my name is Ayanna Sherelle, BBW model. You can also find me on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook as Ayanna Sherelle, AyannaCharelle.
Yeah. What's up?
I'm Lisi or D. I don't do nothing really.
How do you get D out of Lisi?
D. Licia.
Delicia.
Some people call me D. Some people call me Lisi.
Okay. I mentioned.
All I do is talk shit on Twitter. That's how I met this guy. But I'm
being problematic.
J underscore on both Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, I just happen to have a fat ass and you just slid in my DMs.
That's normal.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you I'm drinking tequila too.
Tequila gang and motherfucker. Oh,
period.
Butter!
Yeah.
What's up?
Why is you yelling? Scared me. I'm
you act like you just woke up. Did we wake you up, Butter?
No.
I know we was recording late today. I was actually prepared to do the black card vote game without you.
It's okay.
I Googled some questions and I was like, yo, the
you
show
can
me.
Do it.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Cause what are you eating?
Strawberry.
I thought you were looking for cards. You over there eating. Oh, goodness gracious.
That'd be great.
Right?
Okay. But I'm glad you ate. I'm glad you ate. All right, so normally this is how Butter kicks things off, but I will take over for today since she's eating shrimp tacos.
I need a splash more tequila.
Okay, yeah, get tequila. Get you right. So, black card vote. Hey, y'all played this game before, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we know how this goes. I'm going to give y'all a question, and there is a right answer, so let's get into it. After you stop and drop, what do you do next? A, roll. B, put your hands up. C, shut them down, open up shop. D, hand over your license and registration.
Shut them down, open up shop.
Man, period.
Stop. Drop.
It sounded too hard. Hey.
That was a hard question?
It wasn't the hardest, too. He said the first one, the third one. We got two answers.
I mean, they got either or would have been right.
The either or is an easy one. Either or is a kid's.
We black, so.
It was simple. He said that.
After it's stop and drop, you shut them down, open up shop. So. What might your mama tell you before you go into any store? A, don't touch nothing. B, don't ask for nothing. C, don't look at nothing. Or D, all of the above.
All of the above.
Everybody gets that answer right. Everybody heard that shit before.
My mama said, try one and get smacked.
You said what?
My mama said, try one and get smacked.
Try one and get smacked.
Don't look it. Don't touch it. Don't even ask for it.
Oh,
and my mama from Mississippi, she will smack me in the middle of that store.
Smack the hell out your ass.
Man,
let's
what?
See.
Four hit to my kneecap.
All right. This is another easy one. Layup for you, right? In what year did Cash Money Records take over?
99, 2000.
See, I ain't even have to give y'all the choice for that. That's a good warm. I'm glad everybody here got that nigga card intact after that question. After that game card, the game card of Black Card Revolt. We had to revolt about the black cards today. So let's get into the porch. So one of the things that popped up this over the past week was this Seattle Seahawks player named Kamaz Sivarand, who was kicked off the team for sneaking a woman into the team hotel.
Y'all seen the picture? What the girl looked like?
She look like all
the men. She ain't worth it. One
you
one got,
no, you not she looked underage for the first point.
Oh, no, she looked old.
She looked old. She looked old as hell.
She white?
Yeah, she white.
Then that means white. You can never tell. All the white women I see on Tinder be like 35 and looking 50.
Well, that's what she was looking like.
White couldn't tell how old.
And baby girl,
she
like, what are like 21?
How old he is?
Like, I don't know.
He's a rookie.
She was one of the cute white girls.
Yeah.
She was one
ugly one.
I was like, at least bring
put it in behind you, 6'10".
At least put a rock in there.
I'm saying, if you're going to sneak.
My swag, my bad.
If you're going to sneak a shorty into
the team hotel.
The team hotel. At least make it be worth it.
But my thing is, though.
Nothing
is worth it. Whoa.
Dress up, though.
Whoa. Let me say this. What's now,
you can't dress up that fast.
Fellas, if we sneaking anybody into the team hotel, I think we have some people that are worth sneaking into the team hotel. Saweetie.
To get fired from your job.
Yeah.
Risk it all. You know what risk it all means? Risk it all. We're going to risk it all.
So one nut is worth millions.
Cardi B, for sure.
For sure.
JT?
JT, for sure.
Yeah, she. I know that's for sure. You sneak JT into the hotel? Yeah.
People don't really get JT anymore.
I ain't gonna lie. If I
JT
really,
is fine.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I would risk it all. If I would have had to, Megan can have all of
it. I see
it
all the time.
Megan like women.
JT got them
titties,
man.
Megan like.
That's the only woman I can call daddy. I swear to God. Megan. That's the only grown woman
she
I would call daddy.
She here. She here again.
Don't do that.
She here.
She
now she about to be on her ass.
Yeah, she was.
And I'm here all week. She was at the club with
Akbar and
Oh yeah, I seen that earlier today on Twitter. Niggas was like pissed at her. Like,
because but you
like,
know what? I'm glad.
She was with Asian Brett.
Asian Brett. But also it's like let me slide into that because that was definitely one of my topics on the porch as well. Now. Yesterday I woke up and I see Asian the Brat is she was in a terrible car accident. Like she's in the back of an ambulance, face scarred up. Yeah. Like damn, bro, I feel bad. Her she went off a cliff in a car. Like she's traumatized. See her in the club the next day. It's like damn.
Was it the next day?
Yes.
So she got to a car accident
yesterday.
Yesterday.
That means she would have been in
the
club today.
She was at
the
club
yesterday. Yeah, no, she was in the car accident Saturday night, Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And she was in the club Sunday night.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
Was she hurt?
She had a big ass shit on her.
She was like that.
But she wasn't hurt.
She was like, oh my God, I could have died.
She could have.
But if she's still walking.
Speaking of walking.
Mental capacity is mental capacity.
Megan got injured too, so two friends
allegedly. Together, so now let me out. Slide into
no,
this.
No.
It's about to get real problematic.
Oh hell!
Because I think something happened.
It doesn't matter what happened. It does not equate to him shooting her.
I don't know what the fuck happened. Something happened.
He shot her. She
said somebody's not telling the fucking truth.
She said she got shot in both feet and then missed all major, and missed a bones and all.
And that she has not had any recovery time.
But my question, yes, she has.
She had
damn near a month.
She did.
Nigga, you know how long it takes for a foot to heal?
She had no broken bones, no ligaments.
She said how much sense that make?
How much?
She just said
the weapon.
It
didn't
hurt anything.
A gun?
It depends on what weapon it is, too. Fred was in the hospital for a week.
And Megan recovered for a month. So y'all think it makes sense for her to get shot in both feet, in the right spot, to miss 56 bones? I mean, we don't really know what happened. In the video, bloody foot, walking to the police, she was able to walk then.
I'm gonna call.
Also, he was arrested for felony gun possession. Daystar Patterson was arrested for felony gun possession, but he was not arrested for unloading a gun that he illegally had.
I mean, we don't.
What the
we don't
fuck?
We don't really know what
no
fully
one
happened,
knows
though.
The story.
Exactly.
The story.
But I do know.
But we do know.
I do smell some bullshit.
She was shot by him, and she said it.
I do know it's some bullshit.
There ain't no bullshit.
That may not be bullshit.
My question is, where is Tory on this?
I don't know.
Radio silent.
I don't know what the bullshit is. I know there's bullshit afoot.
That's what us short niggas do.
But he was, I don't know if he was in his right mind or what, but there's a video that came out, like some random video I seen on a website where they said Tory Lanez was just quarantined in Orlando somehow. They found him at McDonald's and... I don't know what the hell was going over there. I saw the picture.
No,
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Toy, I don't
think
my man's, Toy been my man since that Pimp mixtape back when I was in high school over 10 years ago. He been in the game.
Yep.
He been underground. He been to this place. But when he shot my baby daddy, a.k.a.
Megan ain't tripping no more.
She definitely not. Megan is out and about and living her best life.
That's the air sign. That's the air sign. Like,
that means she tripping about it.
That's the air sign. Like, I was like, we might be mentally tripping because I believe she's an Aquarius.
She went live on Instagram like almost 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, too, but she was crying over her parents.
You got to tell the story.
She was together. Everything all together. She was talking about people talking about her getting shot. This nigga shot everything and her being targeted. She said she was targeted and it was intentional, and she was crying about all that shit.
But if it comes out like there are some things being withheld, some truths being withheld on both sides.
I know shit. Somebody not saying something. I know that, but we don't know what.
Right. I think it's being withheld because of who they are and they're like in a different status.
I agree.
Because when it comes to celebrities,
who gives a fuck about us? But
it seems like there's more to it. And like you said, I do agree that they're maybe hiding because of who they are, so they're not telling the full truth. All we know is that Meg got shot in the foot. Until Tory says otherwise, the nigga shot in the foot. Unless he says otherwise,
and
what happened?
Him being this quiet on it is really weird.
He has literally have not.
That's not that would help his case. If he didn't do it,
might not be true.
He did it. Because if he did not shoot her,
I would have claimed my case. If she got on Instagram
and said, "Yo, Kodak just punched the shit out of me, and I know I didn't do it," you think I'm gonna be quiet for a month?
If everybody was there, you're gonna be quiet. You're gonna be saying something.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you was agreeing with him.
No. If anybody says I did something that I didn't do,
they're petitioning this man to go back to Toronto. They said they don't want you in America because you supposedly shot Megan.
Right.
I would have said something.
Even if I
had
speak
to somebody, I said, "Bro, you need to get out of the country. I'm gonna talk about shit. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Somebody told him that shit.
Yeah, he got it.
Somebody told him that.
So.
Man.
Here's
some rice.
I don't think we got no rice. Nigga, how the rice going?
I don't know.
It's split between lips and rice.
Oh, shit, well.
All of us. You get
some. Do we got some rice?
I did have a lot.
I don't care. I already care.
There's no ice or not,
man.
Ooh.
That's a little
tequila clone,
honey.
I ain't got no
ice.
With bullets.
He's hanging.
I mean,
that's
all I got to do, so
I can't get fully faded.
Let's get into the next topic on the porch.
I get a little.
The XXL 2020 cover. Have y'all seen it?
Freshman cover?
No, I didn't.
Talking about the freshman cover?
Yeah, 2020 freshman cover.
Do I gotta look at that?
I got it right here.
Okay.
Polo G, Chica, NLE Chopper, Jack Harlow, Lil Key, Lil TJ, 5-Year Foreign Cowboy, Rod Wave, Baby King, 24 Golden, and Miss Mulatto.
Okay.
I know Mulatto and Rod Wave.
I know a couple. Polo G, Jack Harlow, Baby King, Fabio.
I've heard of
Megan that on that.
No, Megan made it last year.
Last year
was that Rico Nasty, Blueface.
They need to get Sada in shot because the last year was terrible.
I wonder why ain't Sada ain't been on the XXL.
Yeah,
because
Sada is cold. Bro, Sada be talking shit.
This is not Sada Baby Appreciation Hour.
No, Sada's real.
You know, he's damn near the best rapper in Detroit right now. You're talking to me in Shaw Place.
Sada Big Sean and Eminem. It was the three coldest rappers in Cash Down. It was the four coldest rappers that ever sent this and walked out of Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who none of them children
are.
Eminem.
Chilling?
How old are you? Eminem. Big Sean.
I know Lotto.
Cash Down.
Miss Mulatto. Yeah, Mulatto.
Speaking of Mulatto.
Hold on, we're going to get into that. Okay.
We're
going to get into that.
Okay.
Hold on. We're going to get into that. So, my thing is, though, one of the women on this listed on the cover, Chica, who already has me blocked on Twitter because I think I said something.
No name?
Oh, man.
No, not no name. Oh, okay. No name got me blocked too.
Jesus,
but
what the hell you be telling me?
I said no name, but she's a no name, and no one knows her music. He always talks about her.
I said anybody listening to no fucking no name.
Jesus.
Gotta get her right in the back. But Chica, a chick who from Alabama. She is a black woman, of course. She raps. Uh-huh. She kind of has a melodic rap sound.
Okay, but I know
her. You know her? Has anybody seen the Power movie on Netflix?
Netflix? With Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I just watched it. Well,
okay, did you see the scene when she was like, rap?
Oh,
that's
the
Chica.
With the braids?
Yeah, the big girl.
Okay, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so that's Chica. She actually raps, right? In real life. I'm mad they only gave her like 20 seconds screen time, but like, she raps for real.
But hold on, but that's a Netflix check. You can give me five. Cash me.
Hey, man.
Netflix check.
But I formed this question a few weeks
that's
ago.
That's up there with Paramount.
I formed this question a few weeks ago on Twitter, right? Because I feel like when it comes to being a female that raps, like, you have to either, like, it's either two things, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather, and this is a question for everybody right now, if you were to build a female rapper, you can only pick one, would you rather her have super bars or have the bad bitch aesthetic?
Super bars. That's hands down.
Nah.
I'd rather have bars.
That's all me.
Because regardless if she got bars, if she's cute, she gonna get paid.
I think if Megan was black, she would have blew up.
Like, if you were to build a female rapper.
No, because Megan's still pretty. But Sweetie wasn't pretty, she doesn't have the bad bitch. She's a host, but Young and May has
An attractive, she's yeah, attractive she, to
she,
women.
To women, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
She's still like,
she's still attractive because yeah. Like she got
she's,
a lot of straight girls
trying to
shoot that shot.
But when I say bad bitch instead, she's still attractive to women.
She gonna bring something too.
Me personally, I think it's gonna be hard for a woman that's doing music and rapping, especially, to kind of catch that female audience with just bars. So I can give them up.
In real talk, a NARS palette can fix all that.
That's y'all.
A what?
A NARS palette. A whole makeup palette can fix anybody's face. What? I done seen it.
What? Mm-hmm. Obviously.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't even wear the makeup, though. You just got to be. It's not. JT and Carisha, they fine. But they have the bad bitch aesthetic.
But their bars aren't super there.
But they can still rap.
It don't matter if they can rap. It don't matter if you can really sing. At the end of the day, the music industry is centered around how you look. You ain't got to have motherfucking talent. If you can get an audience and people like you, especially if you fine, that's all you need.
It's not even about talent.
Look, these niggas are not gonna be here forever.
Blueface, these niggas that be here forever, because they can rap.
When it comes to men and anything,
it doesn't matter what y'all look like.
They have to have a certain appeal regardless.
It don't matter what they look like.
I don't know, because
you just gotta be a cool ass motherfucker.
You just
don't
gotta
matter if you're attractive or ugly.
No, because
Flavor Flav been here a long ass time.
Wait, so explain Tekashi.
But he wasn't rapper.
Name is not a smooth nothing.
Money.
Right.
TikTok.
Honestly,
money.
That nigga, I'm not gonna mention
him.
If them niggas came to me,
free Bobby Smarter, because that's the only ugly nigga that made sense.
Huh?
Who?
Bobby Smarter? Yeah, bars.
Nah, he got bars. I mean,
no, that's
Bobby.
Bitches like Bobby Smarter.
Free Smarter, free Rodney Rebel, free all them niggas.
He be in it.
But my original point, look, like, you can be a bad bitch with no rap, charisma, anything. Like, I feel like I don't want to like say no names because it's like it's gonna be bad. But like, I never heard a Ruby Rose song ever.
Oh, Big Mouth is my shit.
Hold on. Her new song is
music. It's okay.
It's okay.
She's okay.
Big Mouth is my shit.
She's
bad. I gotta remember hearing it. I heard the name Ruby Rose.
I only
got
one song. I know
she goes
on.
I first heard about her when she was in a Bad and Bougie video.
Like, Saweetie bars aren't super complex.
Saweetie can't rap to me.
Saweetie can't rap.
She can't rap.
She's pretty. When you on stage, you're not looking at nothing but.
Exactly. The bad bitch aesthetic. But if you get a chick that get up there looking like Rick Ross, they get up there, but can really rap. Are you gonna listen to her?
No.
So then, that goes to show that y'all A3C, really like
who?
when it comes to stuff like that, even in sports. Men always talk about talent. Y'all want to talk about talent when it comes to what you like in an artist, and oh, he can rap and he's a lyricist and all this other stuff like that. But when it's a woman and she don't look the way that you want her to look, you ain't gonna fucking listen to her. Just like the WNBA, you watch the NBA because talent and all this other stuff and aggressiveness.
Yeah,
wait before you say something. But you can see these big ass women, you're not checking for it. It's not even about that. It's like if you are a true baller and you like basketball, you're gonna find the same shit that you find in the NBA. Outside of constant dunking, you're gonna find the same shit in watching the WNBA. Y'all just wanna watch women in bikinis. I watch the WNBA. The narrative changes based off of what y'all find attractive.
I seen them Tia Cooper clips hit the timeline yesterday. Play for the LA Sparks.
Say JT was ugly.
Them DMs about to get slid in. But I'm trying to get in that bubble. You did. I'm sorry, Dwight. That was problematic. I apologize. But shout out to all the bad bitches that's rapping and everybody else that got bars. Because shit, you did.
Everybody else
that got bars.
The only ones that got bars is what
you're
saying.
He
don't even listen to them. He asking
that
question.
Right.
I'm trying to think, like, what female artists I've listened to.
I can name a few I listen to.
Outside of mainstream, who do you listen to?
I like Lady Lashur. She's, I want to say she's from
Britain. Like from London?
Yeah. I like her. Cold. She hard. Mm-hmm. It's actually a girl here, and I've been trying to get in touch with her for a minute. Her name is Z. She go to Spelman. She light skinned. She can rap, but she really be fucking rapping. Like, rapping.
Who's that girl? She's really pretty, dark skinned girl.
Flo Milli?
No.
I haven't heard Flo Milli rap.
She got the accent nice from here.
Flo Milli nice.
Amaretta.
Amaretta got me blocked too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you tripping, bro. That's one of my
highlights. Amaretta got me blocked too.
What you told Amaretta?
First of all, Cash Doll.
Oh, yeah, I love Cash Doll.
Cash Doll, my shit.
Cash Doll and shit, though.
Amaretta go harder than Cash Doll.
Boy, what?
Amaretta go harder than Cash Doll. To be honest, I like Cash Doll, but her CD is trash, bro.
Amaretta
go harder than Cash Doll.
I gotta listen to
them again. What
song? Man, I like Cash Doll, but I just don't like the production of her last project.
But she was jamming,
you know, back in like 2014, 2015.
She had something live on this. I like Cash Doll, though.
In the concert. Loud as hell.
Cash Doll. Y'all
never heard a lot.
I'm gonna invite y'all to Michigan one time. Just let's just go to one of these Negroes concerts.
Michigan. It's so cold.
We get all four seasons.
It's so cold in the deep.
They try to make us go to Indianapolis.
We get all
four. Nigga said, we come to the nap town. Nigga, no. Why the fuck would I want to go to Indianapolis?
Take a nap.
Indianapolis, no. I'm from Detroit.
Milwaukee.
Like, no. Kansas. Like, Detroit. My thing is Detroit. Like, look, you can slide to New York.
You like the Bears, eh?
I'll say this, though.
I'll say this, Canada.
I was going to say that. Y'all right by the border of Canada.
It's a six-hour drive straight through Canada right to
Well, I would drive through Michigan and go to Canada.
I mean, I drove through Michigan when we went to Canada for Caravan.
You had to.
We had no choice, but we had to.
Caravan ain't nothing but 3 hours away from Grand Rapids.
Damn, that's amazing.
You can get lost. You can accidentally slip into Canada from Detroit.
Canada is literally right across the bridge. You go on the bridge. Boom, you in Canada
like,
already.
Canada, it's right here. Canada and Detroit, it's like right up.
Next topic.
The only thing separating them for real is water.
Basically.
No, the next topic on the porch.
Tekashi's visit to L.A.
I heard that motherfucker got robbed. I heard that motherfucker got robbed, beat up.
He is. What? You
said he's hurt? Allegedly, he got set up. I heard.
First
I saw
of all,
news,
he's a whole,
yesterday.
My thing is, he been a clown. He always going to be a clown.
He sneaked this and Nipsey Hussle. That's all.
That is definitely what I've been talking about.
And that's how you get killed.
Because he was like, get security or you're going to. He's like,
my thing is, if Nipsey owned people, if Nipsey owned city, kill Nipsey, you're really not safe. So what are you doing?
But he went to Nipsey's mural in L.A.
Which one? It's like 8 of them.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I want to say
the one in the alleyway. Not in the alleyway.
I saw that. I didn't see the whole video.
Outside of Whataburger.
But I don't know. It was a parking lot. But wherever he was, they said he was only there for like 40 seconds.
Because he knew what it was. He knew if he stayed that long, the motherfuckers going to find him and light his shit up. That's exactly why he did the same shit when he was in Chicago. Trying to walk out there like 3 in the morning. Niggas weren't there. Only reason why he did.
Yeah, somebody going to go to jail for that. Somebody going to burn him out.
But I believe like Tekashi shit is like at the end right now. Because I think outside of the, like, I haven't heard trolls. I haven't heard trolls since I saw the video the night it came out.
Yes. That's what right? that is, man.
Bro, like,
I watched the Goober video because it had a lot of ass in it.
First of all, they ain't never believe a lie by Bobby Smarter. That is the same exact
Goober
is the same exact beat.
I got to check it out.
From Bobby Smarter and Roddy Rebel Living Life.
I got to check it out. But yeah, I watched the Goober video because there was a bunch of ass in it. And trolls had Nicki Minaj titties. And
I mean, I get it, but I ain't trying to watch nothing involving that nigga.
I'm sorry. I like titties.
He ain't no nigga.
I like titties.
He ain't no nigga. He's Mexican. Puerto Rican. He's Mexican.
I know. I'm just surprised how the hell he's lasted this long. How the hell has nobody chance to kill this nigga, bro?
The young generation.
Fed.
He's security.
He got
big money because all the federal corporations trying to promote
that. And that is a question, though. How much do y'all think Tekashi security guards make?
Oh, he paid all that. How much he making bank?
Like a half a million.
Because that nigga should have been touched.
Like salary. What do you think? Like yearly?
Did y'all see the video? He threw the money up in the air.
About a million a year.
Everybody came and called
him. I think.
That was an ample opportunity for somebody to do something.
That was in the Poe area. That was in the Poe section. He went to an area where the Poe people is. They ain't trying to hurt nobody. They want some money.
Well, he going where the fuck? He going to the right section.
Where you from?
He can't go to the hood because motherfuckers going to line this shit up.
I don't say too much about that man.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, wherever hood, bring him well, they're going to shoot him. Bring him to...
That he had inappropriate.
Bring him to the hood. And they don't do him that because that's
what I wonder how the hell that
ain't stuck.
Well,
never mind. And he was like 19.
Yes.
And she was
somebody
13.
Wants some clout. I'm telling
you. How that pedalism lasted this long is what I'm trying to
speaking
figure
things
out.
Hold on. Speaking of things that have gone on too long.
He went to Houston with Jay Prince.
I got in trouble this weekend on Twitter.
By what?
For what now?
For what?
He's always does, but for what now?
What?
I spoke on this situation, and this young lady on Twitter has been getting harassed by
Talib
Kweli for the past 40 plus days.
Right.
Talib
Kweli.
Talib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I don't believe
it.
Yeah.
Nah, he did.
No, it's
he
real.
He really did harass.
This shit is real. That nigga washed up.
He is.
Bro, I'm sorry. He a clown, bro.
He being a clown.
He clown.
But
I got
in trouble because she had posted a GoFundMe.
Okay.
And
I
want
to talk to you about this too.
Did I?
Yep.
Because I muted that tweet.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, about you want to talk about
it? I didn't respond to it.
Oh, okay.
But I want to talk to you about it.
Oh, damn.
She had posted a GoFundMe. And I think, like, people got my shit fucked up because I'm not for the Talib Kweli harassing her for 40 days. My shit was like, the name of the GoFundMe was
Jumpstart
My Life.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
I mean.
Okay, did you?
And my thing was, it was, if you go through her tweets, you had a bunch of broke shaming tweets as well. Like, you go back the past few months.
I posted a city girl lyric. Every fucking woman, broke niggas don't deserve no pussy. Every woman that listen to City Girl probably done said some shit like that.
They probably
and every
did.
One of them that believe that shit.
But you can go, it's more tweets of her, of her calling people broke.
All the time. So you can't use broke niggas don't deserve no pussy in regards
to. I don't listen to City Girl, so I didn't know.
Yes, you do.
If you quote it, you listen to it.
I didn't quote it. She quoted it. And I just screenshotted it.
But it's City Girl lyric that everybody done said, especially when they project dropped.
So what you want?
But you compare that tweet to her GoFundMe. Now, whatever her GoFundMe is for, that's for her. You know what I'm saying? But your whole thing was just that tweet and her GoFundMe.
Uh-huh.
Especially in a time where GoFundMes are very popular right now on Twitter.
They are, which I...
And then we're in the state that we are in right now. I don't know what she needed. I ain't click on it. I don't know what she needed.
She said... Hold on. I did see it. She said she needed... She said she needed her tuition paid. She needed to buy a new car. She needed...
Talk to your parents, but we're both of them actions.
Talk she needed that. Legal.
She don't have a good relationship with her parents.
She said she. Her problem. She said she had her people, biological and her step parents are multimillionaires.
They are, but that don't mean you got a good relationship with
so
them.
So why would you tell people
son,
that?
50 Cent son ain't got shit.
He don't even like
him.
Why would you tell?
Like,
why would you tell? Why would you tell people that?
His dad is a millionaire.
He'll
get shit from
Ice Cube, son.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna get it on my own. I didn't know she had all that going on. I just remember yesterday seeing some folks talk about it. I'm like, wait. And I'm like, I'm just looking at like, wait, ain't that the same girl that y'all was going to bat for when Talib was harassing her? Like, I didn't know. I saw it, but it's like, I ain't really care.
Let me say this on camera. Talib Kweli, Talib Kweli is a fuck nigga. Cause ain't nowhere in hell I am, nigga. I will mute a tweet if I get too much interaction in the first 30 minutes. There's no way in hell I'm going back and forth with anybody over the course of a month.
And she didn't even say nothing to him directly. That's crazy.
What happened?
That's wild.
Somebody, there was a tweet and they were talking about men and they were talking about men and hip hop and being married. They were talking about the type of women that they marry, and the type of women that they marry are majority of the time light skinned women. Mm-hmm. So they name like how many? About 20 different rappers.
A lot of rappers.
And he was only nigga
responding. And she was just like, okay, but if you look at their wives, they're all like light skinned. And he was the only one that responded. Are you trying to say my wife is this, my wife is that? And since then, he's been like harassing her. When in fact, it is the truth. You can look at it, NBA, rap, whatever. Majority of their wives are light.
Now, I will say.
Or white.
Or white.
Lisa,
how often do you see
Lisa,
dark?
I will. I will say.
You don't see it often.
You get Gabby Union. That's what it
be. But look, listen.
Savannah.
Listen.
That's it. Though, man.
I will say that was none of her business.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's media.
No.
It was none of her business.
It's not about, it's not about you. This is Twitter because everything that you talk about ain't your business either. But you
talk about anyone.
So but also.
If it did not apply to him, then that ain't got nothing to do with him. And then his wife showed up. She ain't even light skinned.
Oh yeah.
She even likes
it. If I was to live and I even felt I responded to that shit, it would have been
I'm just like
fuck
why?
You.
I would have been like, why'd you even respond in the first place? She wasn't even talking about you like that.
Exactly.
Why would you do all that
if your wife is not light skinned, why are you even in the
And then he only got a good relationship with his wife.
Yeah, he got a whole baby on the way.
Okay. Whole baby they divorced.
Yes.
So I feel like Talib Kweli has done all this over the past month and a half to this young woman.
For no reason.
And he got banned from Twitter. He's
banned from Twitter.
No, I got a question.
What's your question?
My question is, what the hell's going on with the Nas and Doja Cat?
What?
That's a real question. Because Nas put a new song out. It's
she said he's extra black, not like Doja Cat or some shit like that.
And then Doja Cat was like, what you mean? I mean, I understand what he meant, but he had to say that.
I mean, Doja Cat's...
She's biracial. She said something like she's one of the biracials that got a white mama.
She said something along the lines of she don't identify with black.
Okay, gotcha.
Then she was like, I'm so offended. I was like,
I don't know, man. It's like
my thing is, your first mistake was listening to Nas in 2020.
First of all, Nas is up there. Like, Nas is
I can't disrespect Nas. Nas is GOAT.
Listen
to Jay-Z. He's GOAT.
Shut.
Can't do that.
I promise you.
He's the last show.
You
got to
get kicked out this motherfucker.
Nas is a legendary rapper.
There are a bunch of legendary rappers who I'm not listening to the first day they come out.
He's still up there. He's still top tier.
He's still up there top tier,
Kodak.
Because he had me at Uchiwali back in 97.
She fucked herself up. She's very dope. Like, her sound is...
Doja?
Yeah.
We fuck with Doja, but it's like... But Doja Cat, the person, is kind of an asshole.
Don't mess yourself up.
As
soon as that chat room hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in the chat room showing feet.
She was in the chat showing feet.
Okay, but there wasn't the people that she was in the chat room with was saying racist shit.
Yeah, they were.
No, she was just as racist as people. Do you want to see this NIGGR? Like, she was, like, egging that on.
It's like,
and she got a phone call.
By the type of people she like, I knew she was like that.
She's good, but she's like white boys.
Out of all the niggas in the industry, she on the run, so I knew what type of chick she was.
Yeah, but her shit was still dope, though, because I didn't know when I listened to the album, somebody had told me she could rap. I actually listened to the album. I was just like, damn, nigga, she actually
rap. She better hold to the other half of that race that she got right now. You better hold on to them white people, because the black people ain't banging with you. At least 80% of us.
So,
I know some black women who are banging with Doja, who still follow her music.
That's 80%.
So let's go into our let's go into our next topic, which is facts or cap.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
Facts or cap?
Let's see.
Can luxury exist?
She didn't even finish.
Can luxury exist if everyone has access to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it can exist.
Can luxury exist if everyone has access to it?
Yes.
Everybody has their own definition of
luxury. What is luxury to you?
Think about your circle. Like, our circle is different, but think about somebody that's in, like, LeBron's circle. Everybody he knows is in luxury. So does their luxury, what they think is luxury, exist? Yeah, it still exists.
Yeah, and even luxury for me. I didn't even do some bread. But my personal luxury just traveling. My personal
everybody got their own luxury. No issues, no money. I just want to go. That's a luxury.
Right.
And I seen that too. People talking about luxury down Twitter. It's like that made me realize, you know, everybody has this that perception what luxury is, but I'm really like, I know.
But it is.
It's like everybody has a different version of luxury. Like, everybody has their own version of luxury.
Like, my version of luxury is having, I don't pay on that bad boy, and I'm like, oh, but I still got money in the bank. Like, I just, like, I don't have to live check to check anymore. That's a luxury to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because most Americans are.
Like, if you aren't
living paycheck to paycheck, you are in a different class.
Somebody posted last week. They say that less than 3% of Americans make over 100K.
Yes.
Less than 1% of those people are black.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, if you're a black person making over six figures, it's not that many of y'all. So when people talk about, oh, da, 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 most of that shit is cap.
Most of the people
on social media cap.
Be capping their ass off.
You ain't met that.
That's cap world, man.
Person that makes
social media is cap world. Everybody be talking that
I
shit.
I mean, look. Okay, my guy, brother.
Well, everybody in refinery, so somebody, niggas make 100K.
I know a lot of people in Atlanta making that money. That's it.
Who?
Mr. Chocolate. That was in Chris Brown's video that y'all was like going crazy over. We graduated the same year together.
What?
Donnie Savage?
I don't know those people.
Who?
Who is that?
If I show you his face, you be like, oh.
Is he a model?
Yeah.
That sound
dark. Mr. Chocolate?
That nigga sound like he's a porn.
Yeah.
That's a real corny name. Mr. Dick Chocolate, that's my homeboy. I feel like a lot of men that's playing right now, money and stuff.
So you saying men lie about how much they make more than women?
I mean, I can see that. Yeah. I can't. Niggas be lying. Niggas be lying about that shit all the time now. Don't get it twisted. Niggas be lying about that shit,
you
bro.
You can also look up that the black woman she makes the most in the household.
You've seen him.
Majority of the time. Yeah.
I just look at it like some black men on the same. I mean, black women on the same money.
And you see
the Chris Brown video. You see this man.
Some black women on the same money.
I said, and you see the same topics. that we talk real about shit. All the motherfucking time on the timeline in regards to money and all this other stuff.
I hate that shit.
Whenever I hate what? It, I don't hate it, but it's just like. Shit don't be adding up. The average black man don't even make over 50K.
See, I don't even like talk about finances.
I don't know in Texas we
because
make
last time I said average, actually in the United level. States.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like talk about finances. The last time I talked about finances, I went 50,
60,000, bro. Oh my
and I don't
God.
Even want to fuck with it.
No, I agree though. These days, you know, I just see more women making more money.
In the average black household, the woman makes more than the man.
Hey, I would like to ask if, you know any reasons why, personally, if you can come up with a reason as to why they got a better job as far as women making more than the men? I mean, personally, it ain't the right word.
I don't know, because even in that industry, we are still at the bottom of the totem pole.
Exactly.
If me and you go up for the job, we got the same credentials, you're going to get it because you're a man.
We have the highest credentials, but we're still the lowest.
And even if y'all
pole.
Both get it,
but
he's going to get
I feel like that depends. Hold on. I feel like that depends on the industry.
Man, that's crazy.
No.
I mean, nah, man.
I feel like,
it's
not true. Listen. Hold on.
I don't know, man.
Women get high like that.
It depends on the rich.
Hold on, because like I feel like
a regular job.
Hold on, because I feel like
in process.
Listen.
Ayana, listen.
In the entertainment industry, I feel like women can kind of maneuver their way up the ladder quicker.
Yeah, by
fucking.
Yeah. The same industry.
Not even fucking. I don't think women in the entertainment industry have to fuck their way up. Because
They will. And then on top of that, if you in the music industry and you are a woman, they're gonna proposition you all the fucking.
You're right, but what I'm saying is, I feel like me personally, this is what I've noticed in the entertainment industry. Women just do the best work. Like, I don't know, like, you may look good and that may get you in the door, but all the people I have around me, she's been with me since I first started, and she's been with me since I first started. Mm-hmm. There have been niggas on the way, they're gone.
Loyalty.
Here they go.
Niggas have egos in this shit. A nigga ego will get him out the door quick.
I be hearing that all the time.
But this is the downfall of corporate. I've been in corporate America
for 10 fucking years. And like in what I do, I work for the government.
You don't gotta tell us what you do. Well,
but
yeah, well,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's all I'm gonna say.
The government.
Because
she's the feds.
They ain't got to worry about what.
About Corona.
Damn. It's fake.
It's fake.
Wow. But it's not fake.
No, we're not going to say that.
Don't say that. I had homies there.
What were you saying?
I'm saying in corporate America, I have to do 10 times the amount of work as my male counterparts to even get recognized.
I can see that. But that's why I say it just depends on the industry.
Because but I'm saying like in regards to that, I know you were talking about like barbers and all this,
like even like beauty
stuff,
and it's entertainment.
Majority
like
of the people just got regular ass jobs. They ain't in the music industry or the entertainment business and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But majority of the people they got regular jobs, probably work for the government or whoever. But I know for me, like I got selected for another promotion yesterday. And when
big bags.
No, I'm saying like when
hey,
I tell you.
Shout out for that. Congrats.
Like, but when I tell you what it took for me to get there, while I watched like four men
do the bare minimum,
like, and I see what I do in my position and for my job, and they're in the hours and the time that I put in, and I see them get promoted like that.
I know you'd be like, "That's some bullshit."
Some bullshit. So
you
felt
ran a
great,
football.
But
it felt great. But then again, the just like.
And it's like, it shouldn't have took you that long.
In the corporate
actually
world,
do.
This long. I feel like in the corporate world, men do have it better. However, in the entrepreneur world, women are winning.
Hey, man.
They are.
Women got more finesse.
But if you
put in there, trust me, it'll take you.
We're smarter.
But do y'all think women are bigger risk takers when it comes to entrepreneur work?
Yes, because we don't got shit to lose.
Definitely.
We literally do not. Like, I'm talking about up until like the past 30 years, we literally have nothing to lose. So of course we're gonna take that. But so of course we're gonna take that jump.
And now we're in a time where shit is different. Women
running shit basically.
Women like we ain't sticking around.
The fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the creases out.
But she got a different attitude. Bro.
Women
she got a different attitude.
Women are putting themselves first.
It's been like that for a couple of years now. Like a lot of women.
We're no longer submitting to men in society.
We're not putting ourselves like
we're getting our money.
It's true though. Y'all be bossing up more than the niggas do, and it's like that's as a man, that's embarrassing seeing other men getting beat out by women because you know.
It should be embarrassing.
As a woman, JT, what you say?
I mean, it's true. Women,
but as a woman, can I tell you like this? Mm-hmm. The next man is not you. Do what the fuck you need to do for you to elevate yourself.
I know, but it's not to me personally. I'm just saying, watch your other men. It's like, damn.
But it shouldn't be embarrassing, though.
When you say it's embarrassing, it makes it seem like we don't deserve it.
No. My bad. I didn't mean it like that.
That's what I'm saying.
They're about to get your ass. They're about to get your ass.
No, I'm saying, but for us, like, being oppressed for so long, and even still, to this day, but we are able to move more quickly than we were back in the day, more than our parents, more than our grandparents.
And then we look sideways because
it's not embarrassing for me. Like y'all deserve that. The amount of shit.
But even then, I am a sexist. I'm with equal equality as a black man. You should not be embarrassed by the next man's traits.
Right.
What you do is what you do.
Right.
Don't worry about the next man.
It's a lot of niggas be watching other folks. They're not worried about themselves. That's their main problem.
But a lot of niggas do. But a lot of niggas do. Worried about what the next man got.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're worried about that too much.
You shouldn't.
What's for you is always going to be for you. Because whatever you're doing, whatever you think about, whatever you decide to put your energy into, that's what you're supposed to do. Because it came from a different place.
Yeah, exactly. Other people's opinion don't pay your bills. Doesn't make you happy. And you was born alone, you're going to die alone. So do specifically what you want to do for yourself.
Right.
As long as you're not putting any bodily harm to anybody. Mm-hmm. And not do anything like illegal. Like everybody like
Shine.
You know,
a little hair.
I will say this, a little song.
Damn, whole thing. That's my favorite measurement. The whole thing. She's selling the whole pussy.
I'm an OnlyFans model. I'm not selling the whole thing.
Stop worrying about it.
You gonna sell the whole pussy. I'm not selling the whole
nothing. In 2020, since this pandemic, I would say for black people that I have seen, men and women, black men and women, it's been like growing, like
elevating.
Business people elevating, been growing.
Especially when it comes to like Floyd and when all of these deaths and it's a tragedy. Let me tell you right now, it's a complete tragedy. Rest in peace, Breonna Taylor, Floyd, and the other people that has been had people of color that has died this year. But at the same time, like, the sacrifices that has made in the black community has sprouted such a beautiful community since then. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about black-owned businesses, two Blackout Fridays.
That's all I see. Teflar, how you pronounce that shit? People complain about it.
So I was like, okay, yeah. This ain't a third. Yes, you're giving us all this, but Justice for Breonna Taylor, and she's from my city, growing up in Michigan, Justice for Breonna Taylor, hands down. But at the same time, it's like, bigger picture, it's hand in hand. Bigger picture, there's a lot of black businesses that are flourishing because of these instances.
And people are, everybody I see, like, hey, I want to buy black today. I want a black, like even Uber,
Grubhub, and stuff like
so
that.
So what's the last black owned business y'all got something from?
It's a new
Miss Everything.
Her name is Mo. She has a lingerie line.
This girl get my lingerie from her name is Curvy Culture. She's down in Atlanta. She's local, and I'm about to slide to her. Sometimes
oh yeah,
curvy culture.
Lifted this too.
The curvy culture. I'm a slide to learn. Earlier this week, what I mean, best plus size lingerie, honey.
Oh, it's a new black owned food delivery thing called Black and Mobile, and they've been like all the black owned stores down in Atlanta.
No, like no,
and they only deliver for the black owned.
And I heard they were in Detroit as well.
Yeah, they got different places.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's Black and Mobile.
It's like Detroit.
Do y'all have any black? Y'all yourselves have any businesses that y'all want to promote?
I am Ayanna the Weed Snatcher. Forgive me being a video vixen. I am a 10-year licensed cosmetologist. I service natural hair and silk presses and wig installation.
You gonna give me one?
Period. Because look, your blonde hair give me life. Because I was
born
this
year like
ago.
Why you
looking
at me like that?
He give that look. He give that look.
He gonna say some shit.
Drink some grease and liquor, make you thirsty.
The
thirsty
guy.
The thirsty
guy. I like it.
The problematic. The problematic tweet.
I don't want a wig.
If you she want a wig, let her have a wig.
I mean, hey, she won't wake up and say, hey, I just want to wear a wig.
I don't know shit about her.
I just became non-bald. Like, this is sick. This is a year
I've been bald 10 years.
You remember the King album?
I was, like, bald for, like, 5
years. Yeah. Remember my skit with Mike Hill? Your hair like a dirty tennis ball now.
I remember that shit. Hey. No, I remember that shit.
God damn it.
I have a bigger head than you, and I was let me show you. I don't got time for y'all.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get bored.
I get bored.
So
it's
like
Kodak.
No, it goes back thicker. It's really
I get bored.
So what you do? Like,
hold on.
So
twirl it out.
He's like Kodak.
I don't want to look like Kodak.
The shit.
You see how long his hair is on that little thing?
Oh, Kodak.
That's how long my hair
is. You talking about
coffee? Mm. Hold on, I forgot one of the topics from the porch, and she reminded me of this earlier. Lil Baby's baby mama, right?
Mm. What about?
Which one?
Aisha.
First one. Okay.
Aisha was saying that he don't want to get them a new car for whatever reasons. She don't want to fix their new car. Like, so after, is he responsible for...
Yeah.
Is Lil Baby responsible for getting his old baby mama?
Even if it's a child.
Let her explain it. Did you see the story?
I saw the story.
Okay.
Well. But hold on. But what turned me is to say, no, he's not obligated. But if you offered it, and like what's the point of you talking about it? She said twice. She was like, you offered me a car 2 times when it comes to our child. Why are you being petty, re-nigging it?
But if you see that he offered it 2 times, he didn't do it. What point was you going to go get your car for you and your son? You be on the thing I have on there. She's on Instagram. She's on wearing Gucci and this and that. But you don't have a car. You keep telling me how you gonna
you catch coronavirus. You need to get a Toyota Corolla for
$18,000. You're talking about how you gonna catch coronavirus because you riding with strangers, but you posted up in Gucci. You having sleepovers for strangers. But you don't have a car. He's not obligated. That man came out.
Lisa, what you think?
If he buying Jada Birkins and shit.
But listen, he paid for this girl rent.
But at what point do you take care of your own life?
But no, let me say this real quick. He paid for her a $300,000 house. She don't do nothing.
No, the first baby mom.
Nothing.
What she do?
But talk. She have a girl talk on Instagram.
Do she work?
Was it the was that the same baby mama that tried to like get on the little baby for not paying for school?
Yes.
And baby cleared them.
He paid $300,000 for her house and then paid her sister's house off. What else do he owe you, girl? Go get your stuff.
Yeah, but
At some point, you gotta take care of your own shit.
At what point was you gonna go get the car when he kept reneging on the car?
At some point, you gotta take care of your own shit. At this point, I don't even got a car. I don't even want one. That shit too much work. It's too much money.
You talking about you personally?
I don't have one, don't want one.
It's different for me. Because I remember not having a car and depending on Uber and MARTA. And I tell you this, I hate fucking MARTA.
Who is MARTA?
MARTA's Atlanta. Atlanta.
Last time I rode the Rapid bus in Grand Rapids was 3 years ago. I have not touched a Rapid bus since.
I would take the Uber to the MARTA station because the MARTA station take you from north side to the south side. That's where I used to work. I used to work at the near the office of the train station.
Grand Rapids ain't that big, and where I live across the street from the mall. It's a 10-minute walk.
Okay, Grand Rapids not that big, right?
It's big, but it's not that big.
I used to work like maybe 10-15 minutes north of here. and but I live like south past the airport. So I would catch the airport, the MARTA from the airport to that's where like I work. And then I had that's round trip. And mind you, the MARTA fucking stinks. It smells like piss and drugs.
Not piss and drugs.
And niggas just out there. You know you in a fucked up situation on MARTA with niggas out there listening to their little baby on a fucking Android phone with no headphones.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah. We paid. Oh, fuck.
You are.
But Carla, let me ask you this. When you
were
on that Uber, you didn't like it.
Yes, exactly.
Was you sitting there saying,
"Nope,
my girl need to be giving me some money for the car"?
No,
you put in that work for your car.
I wasn't fucking nobody good enough to have my car at that point.
At the end of the day, you put in the work for your car.
Because you don't need to be driving nobody's car as a man.
I live by everything.
With the AKA plates?
I told myself, I don't have any children. At 20, I'll be 28.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't have a child. Because it ain't just me. But it's just me. I don't want no goddamn car. I got my license.
If you live in Atlanta, you don't need a car.
Yes, you do.
Are you talking to somebody outside a 20-minute radius?
Probably.
I like the freedom of being able to get in and go when I want. Crazy.
You can get in and go when you want with Uber and Lyft.
You literally can.
Uber everywhere, Lyft everywhere, ass niggas. I've been doing a lot of motherfuckers.
Uber be like, they on the way, then they pass on you.
I know a lot of motherfuckers.
You know what the worst part about Uber in Atlanta? Y'all ever did Uber Pool?
Yeah, I did.
I used to do Uber Pool to save money, but you pool with a nigga who act like they didn't choose Uber Pool.
But Grand Rapids don't got Uber Pool yet. We just got Uber.
Lucky you. Because you, Uber Pool is like when it's like a taxi. So it's multiple people.
Oh, dang, I know I just selected Uber Pool.
They try to get it. So you select, you tell Uber how many people you got coming in the car. So it's just me. So I select one. So the other motherfucker in there, they select one too. But they bring five people with them.
So you
sitting in the car like this, and they looking at the car like, oh, we ain't got enough room. Yes, bitch, because you.
You said one.
He said you lucky that your Uber driver you let all of y'all in his car and didn't cancel it.
And I ain't gonna lie, I drove Lyft for a month. Lyft is good money, but I do not like telling people. Having other people tell me what to do in my car.
I mean, I still do it time to time.
But that's assholes. My job don't pay me for shit. My thing is that we have
money.
There's Southern hospitality. There's Southern, and then there's Northern hospitality. I'm the type of person like I'm used to white people. So it's like when people in the car. Oh, how you like your radio? How you like your music? If I got a big ass winter coat on and I got my headphones on, I don't give a fuck what you do. Just take me where the fuck I need to be.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
I like
that when motherfuckers be.
I don't like my music. You like your
they
music.
They don't say nothing.
I don't care.
Say what's up. They say quick, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, I hate sit that. I used to hate when I was in the Uber and niggas try to hold a conversation. I hate that shit in general.
If I had my headphones in, it would depend on the conversation. Headphones in is the natural.
Headphones in, they just
want to
talk.
I rode the Uber one time. I was trying to talk to her. She wasn't talking back, but it was weird because we was in the car like this, and I'm in front seat. I'm like, so we had to go
talk
to
her. You
sit in the front. Yeah, honey, child lock. I don't do child lock. I need to get out.
You check the door to see if it's on child lock.
You say, yeah. but you say niggas be trying to hold conversations
all the time.
You are so beautiful. Can I take
niggas
you
is horny.
What, the African niggas?
They the worst.
And Grand Rapids, like 80% of Africa, like if
they the worst Uber drivers
of all. Like Grand Rapids, the black.
You can look up in the fucking the mirror and their eyes.
You're like, oh
my god, that's all they. He's
trying to put me on your wrist.
I'll be in my purse, like, you in the back seat.
I'm ready to spray. Like, I was like, I will mace you, sir.
You gotta go call somebody on live in case this nigga get crazy.
Next facts of cap.
Okay.
Next facts of cap.
Okay.
Are you tripping if you have a secret savings account in your relationship?
No. My mama told me, I mean, like, relationship.
Like, y'all either married or about to get married.
No. If you're a woman, you definitely need one. It's my money.
My thing is, I understand, like, this should be a joint account and a separate account. My thing is, like, when it comes to marriage...
Not separate account, secret account.
You don't need no joint accounts either.
I mean, separate is secret.
No, I'm talking about joint
account. No, marriage. I'm saying, she got some other shit.
Secret is not.
You paying
mortgage. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm the same guy that got dragged 2 years ago talking about my man got to pay my bills if he in a relationship with me. I'm the same one on Twitter.
Say that again. Say that to the people.
Remember 2 years. I had that
blue. I don't want no 9-to-5 nigga. Say that.
I can do a 9-to-5 nigga.
Hold on. What you were saying?
I said, look, if you want to fuck with me, I'm a package deal. My bills, I said a relationship. Not dating. Not fucking with
like
me.
Like serious relationship.
Serious relationship. I'm talking, we're cohabitating. We're living with each
you
other.
Got your
I'm
not fucking
paying
mind.
No rent. I'm not paying that
not
shit.
Paying no mortgage,
I'm not
no.
paying none of that shit. Right. You want me to submit? I'm going to submit. But you want to submit that payment.
That's my new thing. That's my new thing.
Hold up. But I went viral 2 years ago talking about this fat bitch ain't dare going to do this. She ain't going to dare going to do that. How dare you ask for this? I said, boy, I make chicken. I've been doing hair for the past, at that time, 8 years. I make 60K a year. I don't want no burger flipping Zaza ass. Like not Zaza, drug dealing ass little boy. I want you to match it. I'm a boss and I want a big boss.
Zaza
selling, man.
Do you agree with this?
Do
I agree with what?
I make 60K. I make 60K minimum.
If I am cohabitating with a man,
I'm not paying that shit. Because if I was not there, you'd be having to pay that rent, right?
I'm not.
If I was there, you'd be like,
We can live our best lives separate.
They bring their stuff together, but they have their own separate rooms. So I'm like,
I grew up different.
The tequila.
I grew up different.
No, her husband.
No, tequila. I've been on tequila like wave all year.
When they go and they want to see each other, like something they don't want to see each other. So my brother-in-law has a big case, my sister-in-law has their whooping case. They have a 5-bedroom house. The other 2 kids got their own house, and everybody's happy.
I grew up kind of different, though.
That's his type of shit. You need to
know.
Oh,
no.
And I'm polyamorous. So I
get my ligaments.
I mean, my dad was Muslim. Yeah.
Ho.
So he had multiple wives?
Yeah. And my father's
wait,
Muslim.
What happened?
My father was Muslim. My father's Muslim.
You said your father had multiple wives?
Yeah.
In the house with you?
Hold up.
Yeah.
What was it?
And I'm polyamorous because my father was Muslim. I think it's like the Muslim mindset. I don't want just one man.
You want multiple penises?
Not multiple penises, a masculine mindset.
She can agree it's not really something that
sexual
is normal in regards to women practicing that. But also, when you hear about anything Muslim, that's how you can. If you grew up like that, you can know. Like when you speak to a nigga and he talk about him being Muslim, and you ask him like, "How did you get into that religion?"
Exactly. What type of
only thing this nigga mentioned is fucking with other bitches
and fucking with other bitches more than one wife.
Because you know, if you know any Muslim household, they don't practice polyamory or polygamy.
They don't practice it because you know if you're gonna have more, the more you have to offer, you gotta provide more. You gotta provide for everybody.
And if you can't, it's looked down upon.
Exactly. That's why they don't do that. They don't want that pressure upon them.
Yes, and that's why when he responded to this shit, I was just like, if more women, because regardless if you know about it or not, when you dealing with regular ass niggas, you sharing. No, wait. You sharing niggas anyway.
So you might as well just be
if you're dealing with a nigga, if you're dealing with a nigga that got a lot of money, but I would never do this outside of if it was a Muslim man. Right.
Shit.
Because it depends. Because the values ain't there. The values aren't
there.
You talking about the values? 29. And I'm 20. I'm about to be 28. The values ain't there. Which values are you talking about? You dealing with a Muslim man, it is.
Not really, babe.
Not from my standpoint.
No, it isn't. It's terrible.
For me, it is.
What values are y'all
I'm talking about you gotta figure out what Muslim man, not the Muslim man that went to prison or Muslim man that went to a K through 12 school Muslim.
Exactly. The Muslim. You know what I'm saying? I want a home school.
It's a difference.
I want a home school.
Prison was getting on my nerves.
Three times a week.
It's a difference.
It's a difference. It's a
complete
difference.
It's a complete difference.
But no.
And I say that all the time, because if more women adapted to that lifestyle, the average nigga would have no bitch.
Say that again.
Thank you.
More women.
Of what lifestyle? Be specific. We need
the polygamy.
You have one man, like my dad. Me and my siblings, there's six of us. We are in three sets of twos. My oldest brother is 34, 33. Me and my brother are both 29. Me and my youngest siblings, 15 and 13. He was with their parents at the same time, my parents at the same time, their parents at the same time. You know what I'm saying? They all had their own places. We had one general house that everybody can come to, and all the kids lived at. And it was love. My dad passed away 6 years ago, but their mom's family. Everybody is family. That's right. Our culture.
So family, everybody's cool.
You see that bag right there?
That's our construct. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if more, I feel, and my dad made a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And he was able to take care of all of us.
Right.
To the point where none of our moms never had to work. If they worked, that's because they wanted to. Right. Bills was paid, cars was paid off.
So do you think that like good. That's the that should be the goal for?
I've tried that life, but
which life?
Like dating like the motherland that was interested because.
I mean, but do you think do you think that should be the goal for like women?
I don't say it should be the goal. I said that if more women were interested in that lifestyle, the average nigga wouldn't have a woman to choose from.
My thing is,
because at the end of the day, outside of religion, and you just looking at like regular relationships, two people enter into it with their own idea of what a relationship is. Right. They don't communicate enough on what is cheating. What their guidelines in regards to how a relationship is supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
You meet somebody and you've been through what you've been through, I've been through what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And we don't get to know each other on the outside of in regards to how we are. You take everything that you experience with every woman after me and you apply that with me.
That's mutually not fair.
You don't enter that. And then at the end of the day, it's just like, you fucking with a regular-ass nigga that make regular-ass money. He gonna be fucking with other bitches.
Regular-ass bitches.
He gonna be fucking cheating. He gonna be doing all of this.
So do y'all think all niggas cheat?
No.
I won't say all men cheat.
No.
But I won't say all men cheat. Because there are some women, there are some men that don't cheat. But do majority of them do?
Absolutely.
Like even in committed relationships?
Absolutely.
My thing is, it wouldn't be cheating.
What's the percentage? What would you say? Let me get her estimate. Your percentage estimate.
No, I'm saying it depends on what cheating is for you. Because whenever
For you, what would you think?
Cheating depends on, if I dated you, whatever cheating was between me and him ain't gonna be the same for us.
I'm just saying, but like, what's your definition is like?
My definition of cheating? Whatever me and you discuss that don't fly, that's cheating.
So you don't have a set thing with every person. It's a mutual agreement.
It depends on what it is for whatever we got.
So like, if I say between me and you, if I say cheating is you looking at other niggas' DMs. And if he say...
Looking at other niggas DMs?
Yeah.
Being at other niggas DMs?
Being at other niggas DMs.
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay. I probably wouldn't be with you, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't be with you.
But he say cheating for him is shit.
Having sex with
Yeah, fucking other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because I'm a player.
If you in my DMs, you see me in another nigga DMs, and you find out I'm fucking another nigga, whatever. That's... two different forms of cheating, but our relationship is different. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's people's problem when it comes to relationships. Even polygamy, Like, or even no, polygamy, monogamous like relationship. You enter every relationship.
You enter the first one out.
You enter every relationship thinking that every woman that you fuck, is she fuck another nigga, she cheating?
I'm a good nigga until yes you come over me. No, yes. I don't think like that. I don't think like that.
Do you?
Hold on, what? What was the question?
When you enter into a relationship with a woman,
yes.
If she fuck another nigga, is that cheating?
Expeditiously. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Indubitably.
That is my point.
You don't believe that?
Because no, I've been in situations.
I don't believe in DMing. Like, if a nigga DM you, I don't give a fuck.
No, when she...
No, yeah, I'm saying... Up? Yeah. Yeah.
It depends on how long we
what the fuck?
I mean,
you're in a relationship.
You're in a relationship.
No, I'm saying, like, say I, no, look. Say I just got in a relationship. In a real relationship, yeah.
I went from my time to I'm in a polyamorous relationship.
I'm in a real relationship.
And what is that based off of?
For 6 months.
She stepped out of it.
And I'm going to talk about shit.
But, tell me, now be honest. The fact that she stepped out, she cheated on you. She had sex with another man in your head.
She sucked his dick.
Whatever. Sucking dick is part of sex. But she stepped out on you and she had sex with another man. You classify that as cheating, right?
Right.
So because now I'm gonna back it up. Now for me, in the way that I enter into anything, I'm gonna back it up.
All
right. Did we classify fucking another nigga or you fucking another woman as cheating? Most people don't.
That is the
do
basic
that.
Grounds of cheating.
No, it's not. That's the problem. No, that's the problem. That is the problem.
That's new to me. That's new to me. I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of new to me.
You enter me and you. Me and you. We get to know each other. Right. We get to know each other. Right. We date and we whatever. We decide to enter into a relationship. Whatever. I fuck another nigga. Right.
Yeah.
I fuck another nigga. And you feel some type of way about that. But how I don't know. Maybe it's just how I operate and how I grew up.
Well, what's the difference? It depends how long.
I'll say this though. I will say this though.
Did we talk about that? Did we talk? You talk about everything else in regards to how your relationship is gonna go. Why you ain't talk about what cheating is? Because my definition of cheating and with versus my definition of cheating with him is different. Because it depends on our situation.
And now that situation is interesting. Only because I don't think I've ever heard shit like that before. So
it depends on our situation. You have to discuss that. Look at Jada and Will. Y'all think Jada cheated because they married.
I mean, we've been heard about that shit.
We've been heard about it, but they never spoke publicly about it.
Their marriage is their marriage. With their perception of
their
marriage.
It's their business.
My thing is...
Because
I got two different shit at this point.
The first shit.
I am in a polyamorous relationship. I am the girlfriend with multiple boyfriends. And it's lit.
How many is
how multiple? Is that? How is
that? How many is multiple?
They all know about each other. Each boyfriend knows there's two other ones.
So in this situation,
how's that going?
What is cheating? What is cheating?
In that situation.
Yes, you really.
No, exactly.
I want to hear this.
Outside of cheating is, it proves my point and regardless of what your situation is.
And I was on your side.
My perception of cheating is this.
One of us three, needs to have a mutual conversation. A mutual conversation of what you want out of the relationship.
Exactly.
If it is not matched, what I want to match, we're not going to be a fit.
Period.
I'm going to charge you to the game, we're going to keep going.
And that's it.
And as a woman, I'm not going to perceive you as... my thing is like, what I expect out of you is what you expect out of me. Like I cannot get mad at you if you're talking to two different other females if I'm talking to two different other niggas. I cannot. It's mutual. It's a partnership. So, if they agree with that up until that point... We good. Mm-hmm. And if something was to change, we need to sit down and have a mutual conversation. Because if I agree with it, okay, we escalate or de-escalate. Mm-hmm. You know, as simple as that.
Wow.
That's it.
Everything can be saved with a conversation.
First of all, that's not true. So because I'm just that saying, has nothing to do with being strong. With
I'm just saying some girls weak at they can't. What she just said.
No, it has nothing to do with being weak or strong. It's getting spicy.
It's a conversation. My thing is, a lot of relationships, monogamous, polygamous, or polyamorous. A lot of relationships fail because of lack of communication.
Lack of communication. Talk to me about it.
Which one, nigga?
All three of them.
Turn it up.
And I can say my other nigga calling. Let me call you right back. Okay. Talk to them. Call them right back.
So, what was you about to say, though, before
I was saying that it's all about preference. We have entered into different type of relationships with different people.
But just because
she doesn't want to enter into the type of relationships that we have, that doesn't make her weak.
Right.
No, I ain't. Weak. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, I meet a woman and say, I'm sensitive, I'm in my feelings, I'm not that strong. I've seen women say that. I'm not a strong person. Things get to me. I'll be like, damn, I'm just saying, I heard this from women. Honestly, I don't give
but
a damn.
That has nothing to do with strong or weak. I'm just saying, I heard that from women saying, I'm strong, I'm sensitive, I can't handle everything.
Yeah. Like, you cheat on a bitch, what you gonna say? Like, first thing she gonna say, I'm not that type of person, I can't handle that. That's what I'm saying. A woman that can. I'm just saying.
To be honest,
I've seen women cry like that.
My brother, he say this all the time. Like, I call it a love box because,
period.
Y'all can understand. You can probably understand too. You know how hard it is to find one quality nigga that hits every motherfucking spot that you want in a relationship in a man. Hard. But you know what I can find? Four.
and that can hit
all the spots that I need him to hit, and together all of them make that one quality man that I want. And that's why I call my love box.
Ain't no way.
But niggas do that shit though. Y'all do that shit. They don't tell either. Y'all go to the grave.
Hold on, let me hear what you're saying. You know how much women you can come across and say you're not going to be the only bitch. There's going to be bitches. No, like my thing about
this. No, this funeral like that. Y'all more vocal about it.
That's
what I'm saying.
Y'all think the same way. My thing is, I'm so savage about it. It's to the point, like, my brother be like, "Dad, we need to calm down." I'm like, "Where your boyfriend at?" I'd be like, "Which one?" I'm a real witch. Some niggas ain't gonna be able to take that. Some niggas ain't gonna be able to. But some dudes are cutthroat. But I said, at one point, I'm like, I got five boyfriends. I'm just talking shit. I got five boyfriends. I know I got three. Been happy for the past year. I would lie and say I have five because I'm closed off. Negroes will really sit there and be like, "Could I be number six?" I'm like, "Y'all are."
Wait.
But listen.
Hey, hold on. Let me interject. That is the opening line for a nigga that want to be.
I would say that. Hell no. Say what you gotta say, Butter.
This is what I would say. With this situation with her,
it doesn't matter what you got. I fuck with you.
I'm thinking, whatever the situation that you have, it don't seem like that you're trying to be that your the goal is marriage or serious relationship with
no.
any of them. So this is
no.
She's trying to live life.
So
half
listen,
hard
this I'm ch- I'm gonna
live a life.
I'm gonna 30 with
but,
no kids.
But you're not. But you're not about to marry. Like what you said, you're not about to marry.
You're not ready for that yet. You have
so hold on, wait. What if my mic? But even then, me and each boyfriend in a conversation.
But you can trust a chick like this.
No, like, but me and each conversation. I said, if you was to like. I said mutual conversations, escalate or de-escalate.
So you're saying like each one.
Like each one. Like I had separate conversations. I was right. like, if we're going to be serious, if you want to put a ring on my finger, I understand that you're going to be my only fiance. The other two.
Well, hold on. Let me ask this question before I forget it. So
okay.
You don't. You.
I'm trying to finish.
Hold on. So they don't expect you to be loyal to them, right? Do you expect them to be loyal to you?
It's mutual. My thing is what I offer is what I expect. I talk to two other niggas. You can talk to other bitches.
Okay, but what about the nigga that want to marry you?
It's a I'm going to cut the other niggas off.
So listen.
But, on top of that, I'm bisexual. So I was like, if me and you was to be married, I'm going to need a girlfriend.
You are fucking complicated.
I mean, yeah.
No, but
you're being honest. You think you who you are.
Because sometimes my thing is like, you're going to be the only man I have to have sexual relationship for the rest of life. Some days I'm going to be fucking tired. I don't want to have sex with you some nights. But if you horny, go to sis house down the street. Go ahead.
Bye.
I'll marry y'all niggas right now. What's up? I'm qualified.
Come on now.
I'm qualified.
Come on, that's being real. I can't do it. Like, it's a marriage.
I'm trying to explain.
Hold on. So, what were you about to say?
The situation that she has going on, where she's dating like three different dudes.
Okay.
What I was saying was she's not trying to be the end goal with any of these niggas. Is not marriage. So therefore, when we
one of them, one of them.
Let's talk, man.
Right.
I want to
Besides that one person. So when we were talking about what qualifies as cheating, it does not qualify for you, for her situation or your situation, if y'all, that end goal is not marriage. When I'm thinking about relationships.
Because we're polygamous and polyamorous, y'all monogamous.
She said if one of these dudes say he want to marry her, she going to cut off everybody else. So you're not in a serious situation with any of them.
I said the other niggas.
No,
but I said the other niggas. I said, but if we're going to get married, we need a separate girlfriend. Okay, I'm going to need somebody that you need to, like, leave me the fuck alone with.
Because
so he wants an outside pussy. He needs an outside pussy.
Yes, leave me the hell alone. No.
So you would okay to not stop
putting it?
But that's weird.
Yeah, that's
what I was saying.
What you about to say, Lisa?
I'm saying that's weird because outside of polygamy, when you meet a lot of Muslim men, you don't share your man with other women.
Akon got four wives.
Akon, we don't need no Akon. Say Akon whole first name.
Like your man don't. No, you don't share yourself.
I said I concept.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, your man has multiple lives.
I was like, this ain't that.
But you,
I said, the woman
typically don't have multiple lives.
And that's when I'm like, okay, that's when you gotta be fucked up because I'm gonna get mine too. But even then, I was like, I will share my man with another woman, but I want.
Majority of women love monogamous relationships and they want their man to themselves because when you meet a nigga, they can take care of you.
No, because if
he does everything that he's supposed to do.
Let's slide it to the next goddamn topic. Y'all don't got. Whew,
it doesn't happen.
This motherfucker got the room hot.
It just doesn't happen.
I'm just saying that she do something.
What the homies do? And this kind of, we're going to slide the big homies' bedroom. We ain't did the big homies' bedroom in a few weeks.
We haven't, because we get straight to the point.
Yeah, period.
Nigga,
oh,
be horny.
Shit.
That's why.
Oh, you don't want to be starting it. We in the
I
way.
I be horny. I'm niggas. It's me.
The
I'm niggas. It's me. The big homie's bedroom.
It's me.
Okay.
You did?
It's an epidemic.
It's me.
It's horny.
It's an epidemic.
I got to use the bathroom. What's the question? So I can't before I go.
Okay, all right. What would the homies do?
If I'm going to be here.
What would you do if you finish having sex and your partner pulled out a sex toy to finish?
Oh, I can't say she cut it on multiple niggas.
What did it mean?
I did it on multiple niggas.
So, your nigga, he finished having sex before you did. And
he came.
Yeah, he came. Or you came.
And that's typical.
Hold on. Well, let me flip it. Let me flip it then. You came before he did, and he pulled out like a fleshlight and just started.
My thing is different because I can keep sucking dick. I can keep most, my ass in my mouth, not my vagina.
Most niggas
what if you say, I don't want that. I mean, I want to use this flashlight.
Oh, then you can have it.
Hold on, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
No. I'm going to roll over. I had to
go to the bathroom so we can finish. Lisa, go. Shoot. Lisa.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Lisa, if you finish before your nigga, huh?
Let's just take a break.
All right, take a break.
If I'm fucking with a nigga and he
comes, yeah, let's go.
If he comes before I do and he pulls out a toy, would it be an issue?
Yes.
No.
Nigga, no. Wait till the camera's on.
It is.
It is on. No. That's it. My thing. But I'm a Libra. I am even. So if I,
what the fuck are my glasses?
That's why I was like, dude, not put me on my show, come and talk my shit.
That's the worst thing you could have done with me.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
all right, so,
I'm a Libra. I'm scales. So if I turn over and if you bust and I turn over and I'm about to finish myself off, I cannot get mad. Cause I'm a nigga at heart too. Once I nut, bro, move. Move. Get off of me.
We're done.
Hold on.
Once I nut,
we need done.
To keep going.
Once I nut, I'm talking about tickle.
If I nut before you do, I'm about to eat you into a fucking coma. That's my thing, shit.
So if you say that, that's if I like you on that level.
Now, call my nigga, cause if I come, I'm done.
You're not gonna suck him off.
I would, but at the same time, like if me and him both have a mutual climax. And he wants to keep
going. His dick's still hard.
One time?
Stop, we're done. Stop, we're not doing this shit no more.
But let me tell you, all of those feel so different.
I'm talking about the ultimate nut.
How about the ultimate nut?
We're done.
The ultimate combination. Let's stop at combination. Yes. You know what combination is.
Yes, that's what we're done. Like after
so
that,
y'all, you know, and y'all niggas still rock hard. You not gonna finish them off?
I silly am.
No, I will. But if you say I don't want that and he turn over, I can't get mad.
Because
if we went 3 hours, you know what? I don't want none of that.
Whoa, pussy be lasting three hours?
Y'all pussy last 3 hours?
Damn.
Honey.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
I ain't gonna lie.
What the fuck?
Well, you good, girl.
I don't been in some pussy for 6 seconds. Hey, yo.
You be like, I'm out.
Yo.
First of all,
I'm out.
Shout out to Pink Pussycat because it'll get you going for 3 days.
3 hours.
Pink Pussycat, them little pink pills. I'm a big girl.
I'm scared of the gas station pills. My heart already ain't the best. So, nigga.
No, this a little pink pill. It's called
you
pink
are
pussycat.
Not.
It's called pink pussycat. I say
you know
two of them.
You know who you can fuck for 3 hours?
And it'll last me 3 days. And when I'm especially when you're ovulating and when you're really horny, it be.
I can't fuck no bitch for no three hours, honey.
No, it don't gotta be no bitch.
I'm talking for, it gotta be for my pussy. I'm gonna be honest, I'll probably last. Big dick in the dope dick, that's two different niggas. Both of them.
With some good ass mouth.
You can go 3 hours,
baby.
No, I can't.
Yeah, with some good ass mouth.
Yes,
the fuck you can.
No, I can't.
We can't include her in the conversation.
Dick in the fucking 3 hours.
No.
That's long.
that's too long though. 3 hours?
Hold on, we talking about 3 hours, one nut?
She must be on
no.
Camera. Okay, okay. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I've had a 3 hour session before, but it was like three nuts.
I had three hour session with more than one person before.
What
not
the?
With
what?
Two people.
Oh, she said,
Whoa.
So have I.
How many people is this?
I don't make up a quiz with
that. Three, four. Okay.
What the fuck type of
government that's shit is that?
I love her. Bring her here.
This how we gonna pass the stimulus.
She my baby now. It's over with.
God damn.
So it's over. She my best friend at this point.
Y'all is orgies and shit?
Yeah. No, it's not an orgy. Orgy is everybody's not interacting.
Is this
with
a train?
Yeah. Orgy
no,
is like
trains don't exist.
Trains don't exist.
That's not a thing.
Trains do exist. We've had this conversation before.
More proud of y'all.
No, they
y'all,
don't.
Man.
Because let me tell you, y'all call trains if you and him is fucking a girl. If both of y'all I want to fuck you and I want to fuck him, that's not a train. I just want to fuck both of y'all.
No,
that is
because
a train.
Hold on, a train to me is turns.
I ain't gonna lie, this is the most divisive subject on the Big Homie's house since the conception.
No, it's not.
because that existed.
I don't like where the term comes from. I don't.
Y'all don't like what it represents. It don't sound good aesthetically.
For me, it's a train. It's an orgy, and it's an actual threesome.
Yes, it is.
When it comes like me,
you in a whole other room with a nigga with his dick out.
Hey man, Pimp C said it, man.
Shit is weird.
Hey, Pimp C said,
if you're rude,
nigga, bust
him up
the
bed.
It's an orgy.
No, my train.
I've never been in that.
My train is this. It's more than one nigga at a time. So I was like, one nigga come in, the caboose leave. Next nigga. Like,
no, I know.
Pimp
C said it.
Oh yeah, Pimp, yo, I'm PS.
It's wild. This shit is wild.
You should know that, man.
But hold on, fuck that. You said 4-5 niggas in 3 hours. What the fuck?
I say 4-5.
No,
I said 4-5 people. What I say?
You said 4-5 niggas in 3 hours.
What
you say?
I didn't say that.
What you say?
You said 4-5.
How many niggas in 3 hours?
She said people, not niggas.
No, I said
3 or 4.
I said. Wait,
how many nuts in 3 hours?
Oh my God.
Nuts.
They be.
Orgasms,
hours?
Yes.
I don't know. I get about 3 of those in 30 minutes.
30, nigga, 30 minutes?
Yep.
Damn,
so have you ever had a threesome or a foursome or fivesome?
That gotta be cap. Gotta be cap.
Multiple niggas?
The most. Two men.
Two men and you?
The rest women.
Two men and me. That's a threesome.
Alright, so my dog is in the building. B-Lean, what's up, man?
What's up?
Port Arthur, Texas in the building. How you feeling?
Good.
How you treating?
Man, life been treating me good, to be honest, man. I ain't really stressing. You know what I'm saying? The pandemic been real good, you feel me?
How's been putting out music during the pandemic?
To be honest, since the black wave, everybody coming together, my sales been going up because not everybody want to.
You do have Port Arthur on lock, though. That's what.
I got it on lock, but where we from, media wise, Port Arthur not really hip to knowing how to blow you up online, but I got more plays out in Atlanta, Buffalo, New York, shit like that. I get more love outside my city. You know what I'm saying? Not saying like I'm shitting on it, but like if I throw a concert, it's going to be packed. It's going to sell out. You know what I'm saying?
JT, when you hear Port Arthur, Texas, what you think about?
UGK.
First thing come to mind.
Yep.
So living up to that.
I went to Sutter. I know a lot of Houston,
living up
Texas
to that. Living up to that legacy. How is it for you?
Well, period. I mean, so I talk.
Is it hard? Basically, is it difficult?
It's really not difficult. It's difficult when like if you comparing and you want to be better than them. But I'm in my own lane, so it's just regular. You know, I'm just trying to get on their level. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't really. It's not really difficult to me. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of motivation. That's how I look at it.
So, before we started talking, we was talking about this producer out of Texas named June James. But everybody else knows him as June the Genius. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck would you introduce him to that name like we know who the fuck that is? We know June the motherfucking genius.
Yeah, but if June was right here, he'll be like, June.
That's like a nigga coming out of nowhere and say, hey man, yeah, that's your song with Titty Boy. Nigga, Two Chainz?
But if you're a real fan, you know the difference. Both of them.
I've been knowing June damn near 10 years.
I know Titty Boy since Brown Paper Bag. Come on now. Double Bag Boy.
June James his real name?
Yeah, I think that's his real name. That's how I've been knowing June.
I
know Titty Boy from Double Bag Boy.
That's like me calling 2 Chainz Tahi Dips.
Yeah, but what? June got a cool, he got a cool, some niggas use, like Chris Brown, that's his real name?
Yeah, June cool, James is real. That sound like a nigga that robbed trains, though, like in the back of the
1800s. He's right, they just Chris Brown, and then it's Breezy. Yeah. When you say Breezy, the music industry, you know,
I mean,
exactly
June, but see, when June first got on, it was June James, then he led to June, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
The Megan Thee Stallion royalty check started kicking in.
Yeah. Really, the key to the street. Thanks to Atlanta, baby.
Leave my baby daddy alone, okay?
Meg is a woman.
And she's also 6 foot tall, and she's daddy, okay?
That makes sense.
Look,
so what you got out of what you're working on? Stop being horny on camera.
Not being horny at all. First of all, I'm never horny when it comes to Megan. I care about nothing else, but Megan.
Calm down, horny. What you got out and what you working on? What's the last project you got coming out, and what's the next one?
My last project was True Plus Real. That's like my label, my clothing line. Mm-hmm. And my new project is On Fire. I'm working on a new album, but my single doing so good, I could just wait.
What's
on
the single?
Album. On Fire.
Any features?
Nah, not no features. It's too hard. I don't need a feature when it's hard like that. You feel me? It's doing good. It's hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So how far is Port Arthur from Houston?
90 miles, hour and a half.
Hour and a half, yeah. It's not. Because I know we've been seeing this beige Canadian come through and just kind of...
Baby.
Is that a part of the Houston culture too? Because when I said it,
you said
out
Canadian,
there,
you said North. Like, what Canadian?
The Aubrey Drake Graham.
Drake,
is he a swagger jacker of the Houston culture?
Everybody is.
Not Atlanta.
Not a swagger jacker.
Nah, not
Atlanta.
Nah. Atlanta got their own thing going. I fuck with Atlanta. Nah. But.
What mainstream rapper runs off with Houston swag the most?
B-King.
Nah, Houston.
He's from Houston. But you know who did it, though?
Yeah.
A$AP Rocky.
But.
Nah, I mean, you can't get that nigga pass.
Nah.
He didn't really take it because everybody sipping serve. And if you want to know the facts, Paul Arthur was sipping serve before everybody. Well, we ain't just broadcast. Just like we started the word trill, but we just letting everybody have
see
it.
See this
right
motherfucking
now.
Cup.
You feel me? So.
You see this motherfucking cup? Double cup, for real.
But I mean, Houston culture really got, I ain't gonna lie, like the sip and serve shit with A$AP Rocky, it really wasn't, in Texas, we wasn't looking at it like he stole something. Even you bitter, but we wasn't tripping because everybody already stole it. All he did was say, all you sip is purple.
You know what I am seeing though?
Arthur, make real
you know what I am seeing on TikTok though? Like, this is real recent. Like, people on TikTok are starting to attribute the Chopped and Screwed shit to another DJ, like a white guy.
Nah, that's some fuck shit right there.
Cause we all know. I'm gonna let my nigga.
It ain't Pow Wow.
What DJ brought the world Chopped and Screwed?
DJ Screw.
I'm about to say, if a nigga say anything outside of DJ Screw, you a fucking liar.
Michael Watts. And then it came from Chopped and Screw.
And then Michael Watts.
I'm talking about like the original.
Anybody else?
And
then
everybody
started doing it after him.
It's a lie, man.
Screw was first. That was the best 2 weeks of my life.
But Screw ain't even from Houston. Screw from Smithville. He just went to Houston and put Houston on.
How far is it?
It's probably like, probably a couple hours, maybe, or something.
But Texas is big. Texas is big as shit.
Hey, how far PA from Houston, though?
He said about 90 minutes.
90 miles, but it's like
90 miles.
It's like an hour. If you smash it, it's like an hour and like 30 minutes.
Dallas and Houston not close. Like, nothing in Texas is close.
It's like Grandpa's in Chicago. From where are you from? From Dallas?
Illinois is big as shit.
Oh, Dallas is what, 4 hours?
Chicago is like right by Indiana. Indiana, Chicago, and Grand Rapids, they're like bunched together.
But how far you say Dallas is from Houston?
Dallas is...
Okay, I'm from Grand Rapids, we're only 3 hours away.
5 hours.
5 hours. You know, when I first was chilling in North Carolina, I stayed in Charlotte for a summer, right? So when I first got to North Carolina, I'm thinking like Charlotte and Raleigh and Winston-Salem, they all about to be close together, right? Because I know some bitches in all these cities, right?
Yeah, I love North Carolina.
That motherfucker is a drive, boy. All them cities like 2-3 hours.
The North Carolina hoes is the first lesson.
You said what?
The North Carolina hoes is your first lesson, bro.
Hey, man. Yeah. Charlotte is like a little mini Atlanta. But Houston is like a big-ass Atlanta.
Yeah, that's our big city to go
huge.
To for everything.
Houston is a big-ass
Atlanta. No, Dallas is a mini Atlanta, too, though.
Dallas is more white.
Yeah, It's more to me, Dallas is more ratchet than Houston.
Dallas
and Chicago. Dallas, Chicago, and Detroit are the three main cities.
It's neck and neck. And I beat the three. And I'm telling you, that's neck and neck.
That's for the crib. That's for Chicago.
That's neck and neck. I'm talking about like they all hung up on the tree. Like it's all bad. It's all bad. Like Chicago, Detroit, and Dallas, they all ratchet as hell.
Chicago fucked up though. I'm saying that because I'm
from Chicago. Like, it's called Chirac. They stay shooting at the same time. Like,
well, we're not talking about Chicago and Chirac. We're talking about Houston. So what I'm saying
Houston is the true metropolis. Houston is like a Southwest LA.
Bust the hole.
Like real talk. Like Houston's
LA.
Houston, Miami, and Atlanta, and like in New York City, they're all metropolises. They're major cities. So of course, like Houston is different. Houston's like it's like the mid, like Southwest LA. Simple. It's like a Vegas. Simple.
Is that true? Have you been to LA?
Hell yeah, I went to LA.
But it's comparable though.
Everywhere, bro.
I gotta go to LA still.
I went to the nice parts of LA. I ain't get to go to the
BT
Wars. I was in the nice parts. Nigga, my hotel was down the street from Staples Center. I was not in the hood when I went to LA.
My best friend is Tupac.
I went to parties in Beverly Hills. I was not in the hood, my nigga. I was not on Slauson.
Must be nice.
Exactly.
My best friend was two blocks from Slauson. She was off my thing. She was off of
The hood ain't bad though. When I went, it was all
no, right now, and recently, I can tell you right now, like that. Bro,
I could have walked the stage.
The Blood and Crip shit is dead. Like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you had it good.
Yeah.
Fuck a Uber.
My auntie stay in Englewood.
Annie.
Yeah, like.
Ain't you from Compton?
My mama from Compton.
Yeah.
Ain't your family like Crips and shit? We're not gonna criminate nobody.
But even then, like my grandmother, she's Moreno Valley. She's like 45 minutes away from LA. I'm always in Moreno Valley. That's where my mama stay at. You know what I'm saying? Like when I go to LA, like recently, there's no Crips and Bloods. It's little kids doing that shit. I'm talking
Compton
like 21 and under.
The little kids still kill your ass.
Compton gentrified.
Yeah, Compton is white. It's
so if you could collab with any
and vegan, that's
if
the
you could collab
part.
With any LA artist or California artist, who would it be?
Or Nip did.
That's everybody's. Like,
I've been jamming Nip since 08.
I'm saying Nip's it's an easy answer.
Yeah, yeah. Nip. I wanted Nip a long time ago. We was trying to book him when he was like five.
Hold on, but give him Dead or Alive though. That's too easy.
It's too easy. I don't even. But outside of him, I fuck with like Dom Kennedy. Like I'll do Dom Kennedy. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Hey, relaxing, dog.
Bro, we is not in college no more. That shit is not hot.
Man, damn, it's crazy. This new shit hard, bro.
We do not. What I say about No Name? We don't listen to no fucking No Name. We don't listen to no fucking Dom Kennedy.
Brother. He gonna block you.
He probably already did.
Dom Kennedy.
Who the hell is No Name, though? I'm waiting for that No Name to pop out.
Nah, I like Dom Kennedy. It's a couple of
niggas. Hey, man,
I don't want it.
That's crazy.
But Nip was the one I was done something with because I'm more of a laid back rapper. You know what I'm saying? Laid back, turned up type.
I feel that. So when is the next project coming out?
I can drop my album anytime. I'm just working the single right now because it's doing too good.
The one that's too hard for features. What is it again so people go stream it?
Be Lean on Fire. Go look it up. It bitch hard.
On Fire. Is it spelled? Everything spelled right?
Yeah, it's spelled just right.
Okay, because niggas like to have their own spelling and shit, so we gotta make sure. What the fuck are you doing, JT?
Trying to stay shit up.
This nigga.
Drunk.
Fucking shit, man. God damn, drunk ass. Okay. This nigga drunk as hell.
So.
Hey man, go stream my nigga B Lean shit. It is on every streaming service, right?
Yeah, everything.
Every streaming service.
Shout out to Juvenile. I did like a remake for Juvenile, so it's a big motherfucker for me. If I do get a remix, I might throw Juvie or Manny Fresh on. That's what I'm thinking. So just boost it up.
That's hard. So B Lean on all streaming services right now on Fire. That is the Big Homies House, episode 27. Damn, we up in this motherfucker. It's up and it's out. Big Homie.